offense obviously creates a big void in the middle, and did for most of the game on Sunday. Can you just sort of comment on how Joe and the others that filled in for Vince did, and I would assume that their role going forward might become a little bit bigger?
Well, I think, you know, anytime we're in a situation where, you know, someone's got to go into the game, you know, whether it's a backup position and play a little bit more during that game, or that's your role during that particular game is, you know, to sub in and out. We're just expecting you to go out there and do your job to, you know, the fullest of your ability, and to be able to, you know, be able to produce in the scheme or the particular play that we're asking you to run from a defensive standpoint. And obviously, you know, that's why you're hopefully here and active for the game, so that you can go out and help us, you know, do whatever's necessary to win. So I think, you know, no matter who it is that goes out on the field, obviously everyone does a great job, you know, here defensively of trying to prepare. Like, you're going to be in the game for all of the snaps, and then when your opportunity comes, you got to go out there and do the best you can with it.
And speaking with players, they often say about Vince Wilfork that he's the type of player that you can't necessarily measure his impact in stats, whether it's tackles or sacks. Coming straight from the guy who, you know, draws up the plans, how would you be able to sum up his impact from that perspective in terms of why he's so important?
But, I mean, I think, obviously, you know, first and foremost, you know, Vince is just a phenomenal player both on and off the field for us, defensively, from his leadership to his ability to his work ethic, which is such an incredible example, all of which, you know, all of our guys look at and try to model themselves after. So, certainly from that standpoint, you know, he's you know, phenomenal as a professional, and someone that takes his craft very seriously and works extremely hard to improve himself every day. And it's you know, that's a great work ethic for everyone to see, whether you're a younger player or an older player that's maybe just gotten, you know, to our program to really take a look at and obviously see someone like Vince prepare himself week in, week out, you know, for the particular game. So certainly he's someone that we rely on heavily, but like in all situations and cases, you know, the situation is what it is, and the next guy's got to step up and perform to the best of his ability and go out there and obviously execute whatever it is we're asking him to execute. So certainly injuries are an unfortunate part of, you know, the game of football, but, you know, that is what it is, and we're obviously going to, you know, expect whoever's out on the field to perform to the highest level of their ability. But certainly, you know, Vince Wilfork is, you know, a phenomenal player for us, and it's certainly someone who, you know, we rely on week in, week out to really attack each opponent at a truly very professional level.
Hi, Matt. Last week, a couple days ago, Tony Gonzalez proved to be a handful to try and contain. Going forward, the Bengals have a couple of tight ends in Jermaine Gresham and Tyler Eifert, who also will pose a challenge for your defense. Do they go out together? Do they have a lot of two tight end sets? And again, what kind of a challenge will they pose for you on Sunday?
Sure. I mean, I think that's a great question. Obviously, Cincinnati offensively has a lot of talent and ability, and it's certainly a big challenge for us this week. You can start with the quarterback position, Andy Dalton, who obviously is really, you know, developing under the system, you know, that Coach Jay Gruden has offensively there, and is really, you know, trying to take ownership and leadership of the offense and distribute the ball appropriately to their running game. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, obviously someone we have familiarity with, who's just a tough physical runner, can really get the ball downhill and push the pile and get that positive yardage, which is certainly a challenge for us. And then you know, the young guy that has Giovanni Bernard, who is extremely athletic, great speed, good ability, good vision, a very gifted runner, and also part of the passing game. So big challenge there, combined with a very big, strong, powerful offensive line. So certainly you'll have a work cut out for us there. Moving into the skill position, I mean, you know, A.J. Green, a phenomenal wide receiver, will be a big challenge for us, along with Sanu opposite of him, and then the two tight ends, which they've obviously you know, have a lot of confidence in to go out and perform. They're out in the field a lot, whether they're together or individually, out there in their different packages, but certainly definitely create a challenge for any defense to try to match up against and really try to handle the combination of their size, athleticism, their speed, you know, just, you know, and the ability for them to get on the edge and block. So certainly, you know, another huge challenge for us this weekend, and something we're, you know, working hard to try to, you know, get ready for.
Matt, you mentioned how you relied heavily on Vince Wilfork and how that you can't do that anymore. How does it alter your approach?
Well, I mean, I think we rely heavily on everyone that's here in the building, from the coaching staff to the players to all the support staff. So I think, you know, we come in and we obviously rely on everyone to come out and do their job and to work hard to, you know, try to execute whatever it is we're executing for that particular day. So certainly, you know, I mean, injuries happen all the time and it's something we have to deal with. So we you know, we just kind of take our approach of and after it and trying to prepare the best we can to, you know, compete the following weekend.
Oh, it won't alter your approach. Is that what you're saying?
I just think, again, our approach for everyone that comes in the building is to try to do whatever they can that week or whatever we're looking to accomplish to help us win. So certainly that's what we're going to ask everyone that, you know, comes in to prepare for this week is to go out and try to do our best against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, Matt, Vince has been here since 2004. All-pro player, he's one of the best in the business. Can you specifically address him instead of everyone in the building and what you have to do in terms of missing him? Not general, not everybody in the building, him.
Well, I mean, I think obviously Vince Wilfork is a phenomenal player and someone that, you know, has had tremendous success around here and will continue to in the future. So that's certainly, you know, is a big part of our defense and someone, like I said earlier, that we can take a great example of and follow every week for his approach. But certainly, you know, we're trying to get ready here for Cincinnati and just, you know, do what we can to try to handle all the different players they have, like I said, in the run game with the two running backs in the offensive line, and then obviously handle the tight end situation and the skill players. So, you know, specifically what we're going to do is try to come in and get everybody to, you know, improve and step into their roles and take their roles to the, you know, to the best level they can and try to execute fully in whatever it is that we're asking them to do.
Matt, kind of a general question about red zone defense. You guys have had some success back there in keeping opponents out of the end zone. And when you're back there and the margin for error is so thin and the focus is kind of amplified, what gets you in trouble more, a mental mistake or a physical one?
It's a good question. The red zone is an extremely difficult area of the field, you know, to defend for us. Everything happens extremely fast down there from a standpoint, both offensively and defensively. So certainly, you know, I would say both of those things obviously can hurt you, whether it's a mental mistake or a physical mistake or anything scheme-wise there. It just happens very fast. So you have to do a great job of preparing and studying and really ahead of time understanding what you're trying to accomplish in that area of the field and be able to do it at a very up-tempo level.